KMA Land Senior Spotlight today. Cassidy Wank from Glidden Ralston is with us, getting set. So we'll actually just finish up the volleyball season and moving on to the next thing, I'm sure. Cassidy, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to chat. I guess, first of all, tell me a little bit about just your, you know, your volleyball season, your senior year of volleyball, how you felt about kind of how things went, and what were your takeaways from the year?
I think that our season went pretty well. We made it to second round of districts. We had a pretty young team. We only had three seniors. One was our setter, me, and then our other middle. We had a couple weak spots, but I think throughout the season we did pretty well with just like filling those and having fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for you, I guess tell me a little bit about your role, and for the listeners too. You were the leading hitter, so I just thought, what was your role both on the court and then also probably from a leadership perspective too? You mentioned only three seniors, so I'm sure, you know, having played the amount of volleyball that you've played, you also, you know, kind of took on a little bit of a leadership role.
Yeah, just keeping everyone positive. It gets frustrating at times, but making sure that nobody's being negative towards each other, and we're all a team, and we're all friends at the end of the day. So just everyone having fun is very important, and staying positive.
Well, how did you, you know, did you take on that easily? I mean, in terms of taking on that leadership role, or just kind of, you know, did it take you a little bit to get used to it? Or did you have seniors before you that you also kind of, you know, learned from? Or, you know, being a leader of something is not that easy, but obviously sometimes it just, as a senior, that's what you have to do.
Yeah, I had really good role models above me, so I think just filling in their shoes and going with their examples was pretty easy, and it's fun to be around all the girls on our team, so it's not very hard.
Mm-hmm. What was what were some of the highlights here for the season?
I just think playing with all the girls, our practices were always really fun, bus rides and everything, just being with them and spending time together and playing the sport that we all love. Mm-hmm.
Cassidy Wank again from Glidden Ralston. All right, as mentioned, on to the next thing. So I know, what do you do other than volleyball? I know you have basketball coming up. Are you still playing basketball? And then what are the other sports you're involved in?
Yeah, basketball, track, and softball.
All right, so a four-sporter. I love talking with four-sport athletes. Yep. Because, you know, they're always busy. So, I mean, how do you keep it all straight? How do you keep it all together? And why do you feel it is important for you to be a four-sport athlete?
I think that being from a small school, everyone should be going out and participating in all the sports just for numbers and for our school. I think that's really important. Also, just working on the off season, and when you're in sports all year round, it's easy to stay in shape for the other sports. So I think it all flows together pretty well.
Mm-hmm. How do you rank your sports? I mean, what's the order of your favorite to your least favorite, I guess?
I definitely like basketball the most, and then softball and volleyball are kind of between, and track is very mentally tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know track's always, well, not always, but most of the time last for people. Yep. Because it is a sport of nothing but running, but it's good competition. You mentioned basketball being your favorite. Tell me a little bit about, you know, hoops and why you like it so much.
I just love the competitiveness of it. You're always running around doing, nothing's the same. Volleyball is very repetitive, same with softball. But basketball, you can switch it up all the time. It's a very fast-paced game, and I love that. And just the competitiveness is great.
Mm-hmm. What's your role on the team?
I just about everything. I run around everywhere.
I know. I was just looking at your stats. You're not lying. You're pretty close. Yeah. you and two other girls pretty close in scoring from last year. And then you also, you know, lead the team in assists, in steals, in rebounds, and in blocks. So, I mean, you do a little bit of everything. So, I guess, you know, speak to that a little bit and kind of, you know, carrying a pretty big role on the basketball team. And I guess it helps that it's your favorite sport.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what speak to that a little bit and just kind of, you know, just being multi-talented in it.
What did you ask? Sorry.
I know it's hard to talk about yourself, but I mean, why have you been able to, you know, do so well at all these different, you know, parts of the game of basketball?
I just think that I'm on the court all the time, and just, I don't know, the girls that I play with, we all have our own things, and I'm trying to help out everywhere and just kind of running around crazy a little bit.
Yeah, you guys, you know, were able to improve last year from the year before, just in terms of, wins. Just it was 5-7. It was a little jump, but I mean, it was something. And you also had some young girls that should be back this year. So what kind of goals, expectations do you and your team have for this season?
Yeah, last year our numbers were really low. So this year going into it, it's really exciting. We only lost one senior last year. But this year we have some freshmen now who are really experienced with basketball. They all really like basketball. So hopefully we'll be more competitive this year with more help than we've had in the last couple years. Mm-hmm. And we've had a couple games for fall ball this year, and it's already looking better for us.
Oh, you already played basketball in the fall, huh?
Yep, we've had some games in Fort Dodge.
Right, sweet. Okay, I mean that's perfect. So what kind of goals do you think? I know maybe you haven't even it's early, but have you even thought about goals for you yourself and the team this year?
Yeah, I think obviously getting more wins than last year, pushing harder, just being more competitive than last year overall, and making it further for districts.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, we're definitely looking forward to following Hoops all throughout the rest of the season. Cassidy Wenk again from Glidden Ralston. We're sitting here in November getting set for basketball, but it's kind of early in your senior year. Do you have any idea kind of what your future looks like in terms of next year and what you're hoping to do?
Yeah, I'm hoping to go into elementary education, maybe at Iowa Central or Fort Dodge, mm-hmm. and be an elementary teacher later on.
Yeah, how did you get interested in that?
My mom is an elementary teacher, and most of my aunts are teachers, and my grandma is a teacher. So it's always kind of all my role models have been teachers, and I think it's a really fun profession, and I would love to work with kids.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I wondered if there was a family tradition there, and it sounds like certainly there is. Cassidy Wenk again from Glidden Ralston, our latest KMA Land Senior Spotlight. Cassidy, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And, we wish you all the best for the rest of your senior year.
Yes, thank you.